My full name is Della Reynolds, and I'm a founder member of Elmbridge Insight Forum, and I live in East Maldsey.
And could you tell us a bit about the developments that are set to take place in Elmbridge?
Yeah, there's we've been attending the consultations, and there's a very high building target to take place in Elmbridge by 2035. 9,345 dwellings in 15 years. A huge number. It's equivalent to the size of Weybridge to fit inside Elmbridge, which isn't a particularly big borough in the first place. So it's going to impact virtually every part of Elmbridge.
So what are the negatives that you believe would happen in regards to the developments?
Well, the local council, Elmbridge Borough Council, have taken this target figure, which has been set pretty much by central government as an overbuild target, because we have an affordability issue in Elmbridge. And the premise is that if we build more homes, the price will come down. They'll be more affordable. But actually, that's not it's not very accurate. It probably doesn't stack up, because if you increase the supply of housing, you're probably just likely to increase the demand. It's a very popular area for people to live in. So they're trying their best to see how they can fit this 9,000 properties in. And they've earmarked through various options, including one called Option 4, the building of sort of intensive building within urban brownfield sites, which will affect all our community assets, such as local libraries, clinics, doctors, village halls, halls like the Vine Road Hall, the Vine Road Medical Centre, football grounds. All of these will be taken to build in the first phase, if that option goes through, and in order to deliver the first 4,000 properties. And they will be building on car parks, such as car park in Walton Road and the car park behind Tesco's, which would really impact on our local shops, who are already struggling, because if you can't park, you won't shop there. So the first phase is going to impact on all our local amenities, making us feel much more hedged in by sort of building concrete, and take away some of the pleasant facilities that we all enjoy on our doorstep. But that will still only deliver 4,000, so there's still another 5,000 to go. Now, the argument is that if they build the first 4,000, they can push back against the target, but there's no guarantee of that. So having lost all our urban amenities, there's then every possibility that the Greenbelt will be taken for the 5,000 properties remaining. And that has very severe impact on people in Elmbridge.
Do you think there could be any positives?
The positives of building so many houses. It's very hard to see the positives. If the housing plan was earmarked as affordable housing, social housing, put at 50% market rate, there would be a positive then, because it would clearly take people from the housing waiting list. But there is no guarantee that any of these properties will be affordable houses. Option 4, building in lots of small sites, won't really deliver any affordable housing, because the sites are too small and the developers won't be required to put affordable housing in. So what they really need to do is to release larger pieces of land and build proper affordable housing. That would reduce the housing list and give people homes where they've been waiting, and perhaps in rented accommodation or unsuitable accommodation. That would be a positive. That would be a benefit. But the vast majority of these houses will be at full market rate, which is very high in Elmbridge. It won't help people who can't afford to live there now.
So what has the reaction been like from the local community?
Well, we went to a couple of consultations at the Civic Centre, and the way it's been arranged is that the consultations were in areas. So there was like a Hinchley Wood area or a Molesey area, which is fair enough in that they wanted more people to be able to attend. But what's actually happened by creating these kind of subgroups within Elmbridge is that each area is focused on its own amenities and its own slice of greenbelt that it wants to protect, almost to the point where, well, it can go over there in Cobham as long as you don't take it from here where we are. And that is not really the most effective way to reduce the damage to Elmbridge as a whole. People are very concerned about the greenbelt. They seem to be prepared to sacrifice the urban amenities to protect the greenbelt, although I do wonder if they realise the extent of the facilities that will be put under building regulations where if option four were to come through. There's a long list in Appendix 8 on the consultation document, which is really quite scary when you look at it and you see how many of our local amenities are on that list as targets. And I think the problem is that we need to really unite in Elmbridge and see this 9,000 target as unrealistic, as inappropriate, as not really meeting our local need, but being kind of forced on us, forced down on us by national government under the guise of affordability. And we need to unite together against that target, push back against that target, then put in, end this consultation, which is going nowhere, start a new consultation with a much more realistic target of what we need to build, and then have a proper conversation across Elmbridge as to the best places to put those houses.
And what are some of the ways that you've been speaking out against the developments? Have there been any meetings that have taken place?
We've attended the meetings at the Civic Centre. There's only limited opportunity to speak there. There's an online consultation and you can put your objections on there, and we did that also. We're having a meeting of the Elmbridge Insight Forum on the 19th of November at the Refresh Centre in Walton Road. That would be starting at 7:30. And the hope for that meeting is that people will come from different campaign groups and come and see a bigger picture of what's going on here in Elmbridge. So, for instance, in 2011, it was accepted that Elmbridge only had to build 225 homes a year to meet our local needed target. And that was quite doable, and they were able to achieve that target. But now the target has risen to 623 homes a year. And that is the big question. Where has this expanded target come from? Is it genuine? Does it meet our need? Or is it being foisted upon us? And it's this extended target that's putting pressure on the Greenbelt. You cannot build that many houses in Elmbridge without releasing areas of Greenbelt. And if it doesn't come in the first five-year phase, it will come in the second or the third. So we want people to realise that going along with option four, having the urban development, is not necessarily going to be the answer to protecting the Greenbelt in the long run. And we encourage everyone to come. Wherever their position is, we want to hear their voices. It's a platform for debate and discussion. We're going to have some speakers. We've got Tim Murphy from CPRE and Jan Doerfel from the Green Party. We've got the action campaigners, and we did invite councillors. Unfortunately, there's a council meeting that night, but we're hoping that maybe some councillors will be able to come. So we want campaigners, interested individuals, council officials, anybody, any interested parties to come along that night.
So far, do you feel like your views have been heard by the council?
Well, they say they have. They say they're taking account. What's interesting about the whole consultation process is that we're continually told that Elmbridge Borough Council are working to shape Elmbridge according to the wishes of the residents. That is the purpose of the consultation. We want to hear from the residents. We want to shape the environment in the way that you are in agreement with. And that is the premise under which all of the consultation has taken place. But at the same time, Elmbridge have been under pressure from central government to increase their target from 225 a year to 623 a year. It's a huge increase. They've been under pressure to increase their target, and the only reason given for this is because we have an affordability issue. And that seems to have been unchallenged. It appears as though the council have accepted this expanded target and they're simply doing their best to fit them in somewhere. But you can't take on that expanded target and at the same time meet the needs of local community who want to protect their amenities and protect their greenbelt. The two things are just not going to work together.
So lastly, do you believe you and other residents can put a stop to the developments?
Yes, I think if we all work together, we can put a stop to it. The first thing you need to do is you need to know who the enemy is. You need to know where the direction is coming from to overbuild across Elmbridge. And we need to unite together. Instead of protecting this little slice at the expense of another little slice on the other side of the borough, because they're just going to take all these slices. And if you're not in the first five-year phase, you might be in the second five-year phase or the third one. And the fact that they've broken it into five-year phases allows developers to position themselves ready for the release of that green belt with planning permission. Developers have already bought up One Tree Hill and the Rose Garden. Developers have bought up the Moore Place golf course. They don't buy that because they want to protect it. They're buying it because they're hoping and thinking that they're going to get planning permission on there. And they can play the long game. They can wait for the last 5 years if they want to. And they've bought that now at green belt prices, which are remarkably low. You've got no planning permission. As soon as the council give planning permission, it rises tenfold, maybe more. They could even just sell that on and make a handsome profit without building a single house on it. So you can see that the developers are positioning themselves already. And what we've got to stop doing is protecting one little piece and work together to protect the whole of Elmbridge and reject this overbuild target which is coming from central government.